All right. Okay, I'm next. So, welcome. My name is Adolfo Garcia. I am a software engineer with a company called Stacklock. And we do supply chain security as well. So I'm here to talk to you about a project that we've been developing for the past 6 months, 7 months or so. It's called Protobomb. So just to give you a quick rundown of why this project came to be, let me start with the promise of SBOM. So if you remember the promise of SBOM, the SBOM is supposed to be the old entire analogy of the label of ingredients in our software. And so at some point, we had like a really good ingredients label for our software. But at some point, someone decided that, well, when we had one, we needed a new one that was almost quite the same, but not exactly compatible. So this led to, you know, that friendly cooperation that Gary was talking about between the formats. And at some point, jokes aside, this situation has kept SBOM applications stuck in a state that we don't want them to be in. And the fact is that most people working on SBOM applications tend to get stuck because they design their data models around the actual data models of the formats themselves. So at some point, we decided to start working on Protobomb, which is trying to solve this problem. So Protobomb came to be because of some public funding from the Department of Homeland Security through their Science and Technology Directorate. And it's now a project hosted under the OpenSF Security Tooling Working Group. So let me, I'm sorry, I'm super rushing through the slides. So let me give you a quick overview of what Protobomb does and what it's supposed to be, the problem that it's supposed to be solving. So the idea of Protobomb is that while you have software SBOM formats that are not compatible by themselves, the data in them doesn't really have to be that incompatible. The fact that one SBOM format defines the hash labels using a hash and the other doesn't, or uppercase or lowercase, doesn't really change the meaning, as we just heard, of the data that's contained in them. So what Protobomb tries to propose is that it gives you an abstraction of a graph that captures all of the SBOM data in those documents, and it rises one level above of the native libraries. So the ideal of Protobomb is that you can let the SBOM formats flourish and be as expressive as they want, and we can still capture all of that information and make sure that we can do several interesting things with them. So the first idea is anybody who has done some kind of SBOM work probably has created their own abstraction to read the SBOM data, and Protobomb keeps several definitions of the SBOM data in protocol buffers, so libraries can use them from many languages, and you can still use those libraries in your project. So if right now we maintain an official Go library, another Python library is also coming, and we're open to having more of them. So the first thing that Protobomb is that collection of data structures that capture losslessly all of the SBOM data. We also capture how data gets degraded if you output the SBOM data to the native format. So if the idea is that you should never lose SBOM data, but in the cases that there's like some minor nuance that you have to, we document that and we let you know. And the idea is that you can control how that loss happens. The second part of the Protobomb is the library that we maintain. So we maintain serializers and non-serializers to read and write the data into each of the formats. So the idea is that if you're building an SBOM application, you can read all of the data and work with a neutral representation of the data. And then we try to solve some of the most common problems there. The first one was ingestion and writing. And right now, some new contributors on the project are solving how to pair our data structures with GORM so that they can be ingested. So the idea is that if you are trying to develop an SMAM application, you don't need to care about reading, writing, or storing that information in a database. Protomom also offers an API to work with the SMAM data. So if you ingest data from SMAMs, you can do some graph operations on it. So you can compare, mix, have differences between the information. And keep in mind that since like Protomom is operating one level above the formats, you don't care where the data came from. So you can, like, for example, diff an SPDX SBOM with a cyclone DX SBOM or across versions. So for example, you can read an SPDX 2 and an SPDX 3 document and make sure that they compare. And this is where we have that library of SPDX 3 tests that we had before, we were mentioning before. And then one thing that we often get asked about is we are not trying to introduce a new, like a new SBOM format. So our idea is that we want to make things easier for developers. Well, I think the actual experts do all of the expressivity that the SBOM formats need. So if you, while some of those data structures could be rendered, there are no guarantees that they will keep being useful if you try to like exchange data in them. So the way you, one analogy I often like to do is, if you think about like a picture, you want to work with a picture, so you don't care if that picture came to you in a JPEG or a PNG file, you just want to work with pictures, and then when you have to like save it for some reason, you can choose the appropriate format that you need to, that you prefer. So how is Protomom, how does it handle the data? So it's a graph, and why is it a graph? Well, if you think about it, both formats are really graphs. So SPDX, of course, was born as a graph. So you have packages and files connected, which are the nodes of the graph, and then you have directed relationships between them, and they are typed. And in Cyclone DX, you have the components tree, and a tree is a sort of a simple graph, but Cyclone DX also has the like a dependency tree that can be used to create new relationships between them, so that also forms a graph. So in a graph, we start with a node, and then connect that node and edge to another node, and so on. And in Protobom, those nodes are the packages and the files represented in the SBOM data, and we also add types, and the types are, I would say, inspired, but truly stolen from SPDX. And then we capture that data structure in something that we call a node list. So the node list captures a fragment of a graph, which can be the whole document, and then using that node list to create a document, we simply wrap it in a container that's called a document, and then add some metadata, and you have your SBOM representation, and then using that node list is how we can create fragments and operations of SBOM data. Protomom is an open source project hosted on the OpenSSF. We run community meetings every 2 weeks. And if people want to join the community meetings, create libraries for it, the meetings are open to all. So I think hopefully that was quick enough, and we did get for questions. Oh, awesome. Yeah, I was trying to get to there. So yeah, well, these are the links here, so yep.
So how you handle in the cases that you have a single SBOM itself or multiple SBOMs that connected by references?
That is exactly, so how do you handle, so how do you handle when you have reference SBOMs instead of a single file? Well, the external references, they are lifted into the project itself. So if you have an SBOM that references others, we will just hold the references in the data. We don't follow them. That's something that we could potentially do. But the more interesting case is what happens when, for example, in SPDX, you can have many top-level components, and then Cyclone DX has one root-level component. And that's one of the degradations that you can control. So you can make, if you ingest a project, like if you try to write a Cyclone DX SBOM that has multiple top-level nodes, you can control whether your project throws an error or just returns you the lost data, or simply gives you a warning, for example. And these are like tiny hacks that we're building into the project so that you can control how it behaves. So
you're treating like a monorepo for multiple root levels or a project file that's going up?
So it's
like in the terms of your development, it's like you're treating the multiple root files like a monorepo
Right, exactly. So is it like a monorepo where you have all of your projects be like one root and then all of the projects there, or just like individual repositories breaking down the tree? Thomas?
So how do I spot about help with six open SBOM tools using six different SBOMs, no matter whether you're CycleDX or SPDX?
I can barely hear you. What? If you have different, so the question, let me see if I understood. So if you have six different tools that write SBOMs, how does it help? Well, the idea is, well, based on this, so this is just a library to ingest and to write, right? So at the moment. So based on this, you can start building other different abstractions of that same data. So we have some demos of other tools that, for example, can recompose that data. So if you have SBOMs in different structures that have, for example, a top-level component of one thing, and then in a leaf down somewhere information about the same component, you can take those two and mix them in a new node that has all of the complete information. And this was thought because sometimes you will have a tool that will look at software, give you like security information. You will have another tool that will give you licensing information. So you can take those two and combine them into a single one.
Do you have any recommended GraphDB to store this data
initially? No. In fact, we're basing it on GORM, so right now it's more SQL table based, but that would be enough. So if there's a recommended graph database to store this, but,
Let's thank Adolfo.